This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bob, let's get to the important stuff first. It's actually Bob today and not a cardboard mannequin. Duck Hodges, after you told me he wouldn't, is giving me the Bellefonte snorkel. I wanted to do a nice story about them returning to L.A. to play the Chargers. That was where his somewhat legendary start was. Great game that night. He became a folk hero. And I sent him a text and I said, could we talk? And then that morphed into... Hold on a second here. Let me look it up. That morphed into, after he snorkeled me for a couple of days, can you just send a text quote on what that night was like for you? And I'm getting radio silence, Bob. Pun intended. I am getting the Bellefonte snorkel from Duck Hodges. And I even sent him a copy of the story I did from his debut against the Chargers those years ago.
It was a very good story. I remember the game. You captured it well.
You said he wouldn't do this. No, he's doing this. Can you step in?
Yes, I will step in.
You will?
And I will try to help you, yes.
Okay.
You know, he's busy now with Lainey Wilson.
And we're all
busy,
Bob.
She's got a big
Bob.
Career. She's, you know.
Well, Bob, I did try to give Joe a little fair warning because when I had reached out to Duck on a couple of different occasions to try to get him on the show, he gave me the snorkel and never responded to anything.
You never met him. I not only met him, I used to interview him regularly, and I followed him around the day of the game or the day before and did a nice story about his debut. This is one of the worst snorkelings I've ever received, Bob.
Well, I'm going to try to unsnorkel you.
Okay.
And maybe it won't work. Maybe it will work. I hope it works for you because I think it'll be a good kind of story leading into this game, and you still have time. It's only Wednesday.
Well, the thing's due tomorrow, so
I don't
have that much time.
Well, then you don't have much time. Okay.
Joe,
What?
Did you hear about my interaction with Duck at the celebrity softball game?
No, what happened?
So I asked him for his phone number to come on the show and to join us.
Yeah.
Because people like Devin McCourty, Joe Hayden were really cool, and they're like, yeah, we can. And Duck said, take my email. And I said,
email?
Can I get your phone number instead? And he said, here's my email.
Here,
and
take my rotary phone number from 2002.
So I came in the next day and I said, well, yeah, we're not getting him.
He has changed his number a few times. I don't know if that's
It might Lainey be the wrong
Wilson.
Number. I could be texting the wrong person.
And I haven't, but I'll try. Maybe it's...
Just give it a try.
Yeah, why not?
Say, hey, my radio partner just needs a couple minutes or even a text, for God's sakes.
No, I think he needs to talk to you. It wouldn't take long, and he has a lot of memories about that game.
I agree,
sure.
And I don't need a 60-minute sit-down, Bob. I need to... Literally, we'll do a two-minute... drive at the end of the half.
2 minute.
The way old Duck used to do before he started to play horribly. And who knows, maybe if he doesn't get back to me, I'll accentuate that part of the story.
Don't mess with the savvy old news hound, because there is a little vengeance that comes out. I've seen it on this call when Tony calls. Hey, Joe.
How will that story be framed?
Like Ramon Foster once said, I know who has the pen in their hand, and it's not me. It's the person with the pen in the hand limits, right?
That's you. You have all the power of rhetoric
I wouldn't
in your hands.
I would threaten that, but I wouldn't do that. Bob, how are you?
It's a beautiful day, Joe.
Beautiful day for beautiful you and I to have called week. Off sick. Yeah. We could be at, what if we're at Laurel right now? We could, can you imagine?
Well, first of all, it's closed. You can't go there, but we can go someplace.
Do they close in the fall and winter?
Yeah, they close. They're done in October and they don't open until May, I think.
I mean, we could be at Bedford Springs. We could be at Old Stonewall.
We could go to Nemacolin.
We could be
Woodlands.
At Moon or Nemacolin or.
But we're not.
Hickory
because
Heights.
We're here.
We could
to
be
make
anywhere.
Sure everyone out there has a chance to call and air their opinions.
We also have a new theme song.
Yes, but, it's a very nice one.
Somebody had the brilliant idea to have a high school football conference call right before our show, and Limits was required to be there. So when I called him at 20 to 10 to say, hey, did you get that song? He said, I can't do anything right now. I'm on a conference call for high school football. Bob, do they not know this guy works at 10 o'clock?
They should. It's right in the same building here. These
You'd
conference
think.
Calls scheduled at that time doesn't
Limits?
Make a lot of sense. Maybe an hour earlier.
Could they have done it at 9? I know you probably weren't up yet, but could you have done it at 9?
We know how important high school football is here. So I felt that it was very important and very necessary for me to be in the meeting. I'm not the one that schedules the meeting. That is well above my pay grade.
I forgive him, Bob. I gave him a nice hug when he came in. Did you
He's
see
right
that?
About that. Yeah. I mean, they control certain things.
I know.
Well,
that's my complaint here.
It was a very nice hug.
Make it at 9:30. All right, Limits. Let's start out in honor of our old friend Ron Cook, who's three deep in Fort Myers, even as we speak. Let's start out with a six-pack, Bob, and there's so much happening. This might turn into a 12-pack right quick.
As it often does.
Okay. The Steelers stood pat. Thoughts? I mean, I could go into all kinds of details, but there were affordable receivers for mid to low round picks, really, and the Steelers have multitudes of them. Do you approve of them standing pat? I don't.
No, I would have preferred the Jacoby Myers. We've talked about his name for the last several weeks. Just because of what the return was, which was a fourth and the sixth, I think they could have made a better offer than that if they wanted to do it. And I say that only because they're thin in that position to begin with. It's something they've been searching for ever since they traded George Pickens, and now if DK Metcalf should get hurt or anybody gets hurt, you're
right.
Limited enough, and it's going to make it pretty obvious that you're going to have, you know, Metcalf will be the lone target that I'm sure Rodgers goes after, even though he's good about moving around. But does he trust everyone? Will they get the job done? Depth is always my concern if I was a GM.
Man, me too, but so is outscoring somebody on a week that I need to, Bob. This was a deal, and people feel like the cost, like the general reaction nationally was, yeah, the price was a little high for Jacoby Myers, especially if he's just a rental, and I don't know if he'll sign in Jacksonville. He seems to have some connections there. But so what? It's still, even if it was higher than people thought it would be, it was incredibly affordable. They have up to 12 picks next year, third rounders, fourth rounders,
fifth
rounders.
And none of the picks that we're talking about, Joe, will impact whether or not they can move up into a better spot in the first round. Those are going to be more third round picks, supplemental, you know, second, third, fourth even. But so what? At some point you have to think about now, because they do have a chance. They're 5-3 on top of their division. I would have preferred they go out and do something, but it didn't happen.
Well, it's not just about insurance for DK Metcalf. Like, here were the complaints. Crack another one, will you, Limits, as we dive into this a little further? The defenses of, big surprise that Kabali has defended this move, by the way, or lack thereof. It's a tight end happy offense that doesn't incorporate many receiver heavy formations. Okay, maybe that's because they're a receiver short. Number two, the cost was too high for a rental player at a time when the Steelers are stockpiling resources to chase a quarterback. Okay, but they have up to 12 picks, and did they really need, let's say, a fourth and a fifth to go chase a quarterback next year? And will they even do that next year? I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be their quarterback next
especially
year.
With so many teams having multiple picks in the first round now, and all of them are in need of quarterbacks, it seems.
Right. Number three, offense. I keep hearing this. Offense isn't the problem around here. Okay. The offense maybe has been more consistent than the defense. But the offense, last I checked, Bob, is not exactly the 07 Patriots. They're 28th in total offense and 13th in scoring. More to the point, there's going to come a time when they need to outscore somebody. It might be Josh Allen. It might be Drake May, Lamar Jackson.
Might be this week.
It could be Danny Dimes. It could be this week. It could be Mahomes. And yes, it could be Josh Herbert. It could be Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and the Broncos. I don't know. That's the point. I don't know. You're going to need, I think, in one game, either to get in, to win your division, or to win a playoff game, if you remember what that feels like. You're going to need somebody who threatens defenses on the boundary, and he does, Myers. Even though he plays inside a fair amount of the time, he plays outside very well. He didn't drop a pass all of last season. He was a 1,000-yard receiver last season. He's still in his 20s. He's dependable. He's smart. He's versatile. What are we doing here? Why didn't we do this? Do they believe in Marquez Valdez-Scantling this much? He's just a practice squatter limits, in case you didn't hear. That's where the clip was supposed to come in, Bob.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Bob, your thoughts on all of the... Do any of those excuses...
he was on the phone. You tortured him there. I saw this firsthand. You owe an apology.
Well, he always seems to be on the phone.
That's
before the show, during the show. I need to interact with the guy, Bob. He's my producer.
But you come up with him in a split second and you
turn
to him.
That's the way the show rolls.
But he's on the
there's
phone.
A clip that needs to do it.
You should have looked first and said he's on the
he
phone.
He needs to say, I'll call you back, unless it was the boss. Was it the boss?
It was not the boss. It was somebody that wants to talk on the show.
But that was pretty quick response by Austin.
I mean, Bob, do any of those excuses hold water for you? The offense is not receiver heavy in formation. The cost is too high, and offense isn't the problem anyway. Those are the excuses.
Well, no. Again, I say to you that I would have done it for a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about. I think they need more depth there. They need somebody to take a little pressure at times away from DK Metcalf. And you do, at some point, have to outscore people. Yes, they've been doing a pretty good job, but still their yardage numbers are down this past week. They took advantage of field position, which is nice. They capitalized, made them into touchdowns. But you got to be sure you have it against high-power teams. And at some point, they're going to be trailing and need to come from behind in a big way.
Yes.
So the more you have there, the better, I think. And given what we're talking about, which is a fourth and a sixth-round pick, I think that was more than affordable if they wanted to do it.
Okay, how about... Shahid. Me, again, very affordable.
Speedster down again. I know what they're looking to get. He was available also. I think Seattle made a good play there. You put him with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Those guys with Sam Darnold and the run game, which is good, and a good tight end, they're going to be really hard to stop. So I would have done that as well. I think that was only a fourth and a fifth.
That was a higher price. Yeah, higher price for
again,
him, a fourth and a fifth.
And I'll say this, all due respect to those who are drafting the fourth or fifth round, how many do they really become?
The Steelers have multiple, I believe, of both next year. That's the whole point, is to go out and make a move because you've stockpiled resources. So if you need a player at a certain position, and they clearly do, go out and get him. Okay, don't go get Jaylen Waddle for a first round pick.
Yeah, I don't think that was really in play.
But do this. And here's the thing about Rashid Shaheed. He forces defenses to allocate resources toward him because he can blow the top right off. He can. Go back and look at the clip of him running 22 miles an hour. Bob, do you realize that would get you arrested in a school zone if you could run 22 miles an hour?
Wouldn't that be funny?
It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone.
If they pulled you over, you don't have a rearview mirror to see what... Are you stopping me? Yes. You know what you're doing? What speed you're doing?
22 and a 15. He ran 22 miles an hour on an 87-yard touchdown run against the Giants. He is a legit deep threat. And he's a guy, okay, you got this tight end heavy offense. We don't want to alter it too much because it's been so great, even though it hasn't. Fine.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But you must have some packages in there where you can bring Shahid in. And when you do, they have to respect it. And as a bonus, this dude was a first team all-pro kick returner in 2023, and he still returns. He's only 4 years into his career. He had an injury last season.
He's young. He's...
But did I mention 22 miles an hour? I don't think the injury has affected his speed. I just think they dropped the ball here on that. I was okay with no moves on defense, I guess. They could have added some depth here and there. They need a legit piece on offense, and I don't think MVS is that. Now, I'm willing to concede he also is a deep threat when he's at his best, and he does have a rapport with Rodgers. So I'm open-minded. I'll admit if I'm wrong here, and he comes out and plays well, but Bucky Brooks, who used to play in the NFL, writes for NFL.com, he labeled Jacoby Myers, quote, a savvy pass catcher, kind of like a savvy old news hound, Bob.
Doesn't drop anything.
With a high IQ, awareness, and instincts to thrive as a complimentary pass catcher in a versatile, ball-controlled passing game. Nobody has ever said that about MVS. Trust me. I think they lost out here. They lost out on a dependable security blanket, veteran complement to Rodgers that could help them win a game. And even if it was only one game that he helped them win down the road, I'd say it was worth it, especially if that game happened to be in the playoffs with Josh Allen in town, where you could victimize a bad Bills defense. For God's sakes, Mike Williams helped them win a game.
Yeah, again, I wish I would have done it. I understand the Steelers' position if they, you know, they value a lot of these draft picks. If you look at fourth-round picks over the last several years, these are players who actually helped them. When you get beyond the fourth round, maybe not so much, but in the fourth round, they've had Mason McCormick. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was a fourth-round pick. Nick Herbig was a fourth. Calvin Austin was a fourth. This year, Jack Sawyer was a fourth.
Right.
Those are players who are already helping them. So they value that, and they want to keep those. I get it. But you're also talking about now striking while the iron is hot, as they say, an opportunity to do something here in this particular season when you spent a lot of this offseason bringing in guys like this.
Right.
So that's the counter argument.
The other thing that's been happening around here and is a flame on social media. Could you crack one for us, Limits? We're having a wonderful discussion at the bar here.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little tipsy, by the way.
Ooh, a double shot, Bob. This whole all-in idea. I hear people saying, anybody who says that the Steelers were ever all-in is crazy. Then we have other people writing the Steelers have absolutely been all in. I'll say this. They're way closer to all in for this season than not. That's for sure. It's a matter of semantics. Did they mortgage the next year or 5 years or 10 years to go all in this season? No, but they're absolutely, you don't go out and sign DK Metcalf to that kind of deal. Jalen Ramsey, who carries a big figure. You don't bring in Darius Slay on top of all that and Aaron freaking Rodgers if you're not at least mildly all in, like the lesser version of all in. If you're not trying to win, that those acquisitions are not a play for the future. Let's put it that way. So they're way closer to all in on this season than not. That's a fact. We can play with the semantics all you want. They're closer than not, and this lack of action did not fit that theme. They'd still be sitting here with 10 picks, maybe, in next year's draft if they drafted a fourth and a fifth and brought in a guy who last year had over 1,000 yards and 80 catches and didn't drop a single pass and can play slot and outside equally well and played with a crappy quarterback, by the way. Like, Jacoby Myers is really good. I think he's a high-end number two receiver. What are you doing? They should have done it.
Yeah, I would have done it. And for the reasons you say, all these moves in the preseason were done to try to help them now as they continue to try to search for the future, and they're doing both. But by bringing in Ramsey and Slay, by bringing in Rodgers and Metcalf, you're talking about now.
And Jonnu Smith, I forgot about.
Jonnu Smith, that's right. So they have a lot of moves they made, which indicated, and I applaud this when they did it, and I still do, because you're trying to win now. So this would have just been an extension of that, and I thought for sure they would get some wide receiver in this, and they didn't, so...
And you know, there were affordable ones.
It's almost 2 years in a row we've gone through the same narrative.
Well, at least they brought in Mike Williams, and he did win them a football game. Right. That's pretty significant.
Yes, it is. But I think Jacoby Myers is an upgrade for sure from him.
For sure. Yes. Limits, could you please crack one?
I would love to.
Nationally, Bob, the big news was Sauce Gardner to the Colts. And I'd like to say this on that front very succinctly. The Colts are all in. You might think they won. You might think they lost this deal. They're trying to win a Super Bowl this season, and I admire that. I love that trade for them.
And they also have a nice situation in that they have a quarterback who's making $14 million on a 1 year. Now, there could be more down the road if he has this and finishes out well and wins playoff games, and they want to sign him longer term. But for now, it's a good move. And if you look at the way their corners have played, it's been up and down throughout the course of the season. They felt an opportunity to get a 25-year-old two-time All-Pro. That's not easy to find those guys. Although I don't think he's having that great of a year.
He's not, but he was banged up.
I understand. But I'm saying he's 25. You know, he's going to be around for a long time. They just signed him.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you did that, and the market is still a good market for what they're looking at. So they have money to spend. And they're trying to win absolutely now. They have a number one seed even after that loss, I think. They're 7-2. And they're gonna try to get in, get home field. If they get home field, it's a whole different ball
whole
game.
Whole different
playing,
ball game,
playing
yes.
That place. So
I
give them
it.
A lot of credit for that. And they're the owner's widow, is that who she is down on the field all the time? She was taking notes last week here in Pittsburgh, and you know she must be all in on trying.
She's
to figure,
impressive when I've heard her speak.
And she doesn't, from what I understand, she doesn't dictate anything. She's just watching, observing, and if asked, will give opinions. So you don't see that style.
I admire them for it. You know, all we heard when the Rams were trading to win Super Bowls, first round picks. Oh my God,
they're
mortgaging
taking a page
their
out
future.
Of the Rams. That's a good. Yeah. You know,
where are they
going to
be?
The number one picks.
What's going to happen to them? Oh, they're going to be one of three or four teams with the best chance to win the Super Bowl this year. Mostly because they have a quarterback. I mean, that's sort of the name of the game in this business. And I'm not comparing Danny Dimes to Matthew Stafford, but if you have that. You don't need necessarily a bunches of first-round picks to build around that. You just simply don't. First-round picks, how often, you know, there's a lot of misses. Fatanu and Harmon both look good right now, but let's wait on them. Let's go before them. Broderick Jones, Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, Devin Bush, Terrell Edmonds, TJ Watt, big hit, Artie Burns, Bud Dupree. Okay? That's for the Steelers. Now let's go look at the Jets, Bob, and their first-round picks. through the years.
They've gotten a lot of picks, but they haven't made it.
There's just no guarantee that you're going to hit. Like, the Colts gave up 2 first-round picks. That is an exorbitant price. But the way the Colts are going, those are going to be low first-round picks. And the Colts went for it, and I admire it. And I'll tell you this. If the Steelers had made that exact same trade yesterday, I would have come in here and been praising them to the high heavens, Bob.
I mean, absolutely, given the injuries and the fact that they're one or two more injuries away from having not many options when it comes to cornerback. So I don't know if I would have gone 2 first-round picks. I think that price was a little bit high, but I get what they're doing. And if you're the Jets, I also agree what they're doing. They are 1-7 with those guys. They could be 1-7 without those guys. Now, here's the thing about the Jets. They've had multiple high picks over the years, including Sauce Gardner,
right,
including Quinnen Williams, including Breece Hall, who was another guy expected to leave, and they haven't done anything with them. So it's incumbent upon them, by having 5 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks in the next 2 drafts, to make all of them hit. They've made guys hit, and they still can't figure it out.
Limits, do you know who the Jets' all-time leading passer is? Wrong.
Joe Namath.
Yes. Do you know who their all-time leading rusher is?
Curtis Martin.
Okay. You and Donnie get a steak dinner.
I don't know who the wide receiver's going to be.
At a place of your choice, if you can tell me the all-time Jets receiver. You and Donnie, I'll take you out for a steak dinner. You're 2 out of 3.
I know that it's somebody from like the 70s to 80s range, and I'm trying to think of the name.
It's too bad, Bob, isn't it? You can almost taste.
Is it Johnson?
You can almost
last
taste.
Last name Johnson.
Taste the steak, can't you?
You sizzled, but you didn't deliver.
Donnie really liked the sweet potato crumble as well when we went to Roost Chris. Don Maynard. I'm sorry, Limits. Good try.
Close.
I'll give you one of those. How about I'll give you one of those per day?
Okay. I'd
to redeem
that.
The steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've been giving him shots at it, Bob, and he's come close. I will say that.
At the goal line, Bob.
In the end, I admire the Colts, and I think, you know what? I think their franchise is going to survive. It's 2 first-round picks. They're both going to be low in the first round. As far as I know, they still have their second-round picks, don't they?
I believe so, yes.
So I'm pretty sure that franchise is going to survive, and now they have a guy at a very important position in Sauce Gardner. Next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thank you, Limit. Bob, the first college football rankings came out. College football playoff rankings, I should say. And who would have bet before the season that Pitt would be on there at number 24 and that Penn State would be nowhere to be found? Huh, Limits? Nowhere to be found.
And winless in the Big Ten.
With a fired coach and winless in the Big Ten.
Yep, and nobody having any idea who the next coach is going to be. I'm going to be very fascinated to see what the environment is like in that stadium on Saturday, Bob. Noon game, I'm going. It's going to be strange, I feel like.
It will be strange, but I think at this point, what can you do? If you're a Penn State fan, you can't take it out on Terry Smith or that team. What are they going to do?
Who cares about them? The news is that Pitt is ranked and that Pitt is going to have some
big
games.
Pitt kind of controls its
destiny
here.
They can. So let me ask you guys.
Yes.
I haven't heard back from Stephen Thompson yet. I'm hoping we can have him on from the Post-Gazette. I heard Crowley mention this today. I don't want to misquote him. I think he said if Pitt wins out, they'll be in the college football playoff automatically. Is that a fact?
No. Because
there's like 19 teams with one tie, one loss in the ACC.
I understand. That's my point. You have a lot of teams that are still, if they win out, I still believe they'll get in, but it won't be automatic.
But let's start with the just, if they win out, are they automatically in? No. Because first of all, I don't even know if they get to the ACC title game, which you'd have to win.
Right, because of the long jam of these. Virginia's still undefeated, and you have five teams, I think, with one loss.
So, Limits, what I need from Steven, one of the things I need from him, is the tiebreakers.
Oh, try to read the tiebreakers.
Well, there was when Pitt played Urban Meyer and Alex Smith in the Fiesta Bowl. Remember that all those years ago, Bob? I was there. Actually, Urban Meyer wasn't there. Urban Meyer and Walty weren't there by game time. I believe there was a four-way tie at the top of what was then a seven-team Big East. Only seven teams were left because everybody had bolted. And the tiebreaker was your combined record within that little grouping of four, as I recall.
The teams that are in the same bracket, right? The same.
Yeah. What is your combined record? You know, if it was Pitt, Syracuse, West Virginia, and Boston College, let's say, what's your combined record within that grouping?
And you still have ties.
But Pitt did get in. I don't know what the tiebreaker is, Limits, if there's three or more teams tied here with one loss.
Yeah, first for like a two-team tie, be head-to-head, but then it's winning percentage against common opponents.
I think that's it. Winning percentage against common opponents.
Right now, then.
It would take us too long, Bob.
I know.
Because there's five other teams.
And that's why it's not guaranteed. However,
I think Pitt should go if they win out.
I think they should be
win the regular season.
I think they should be one of the picks. They got 12 teams here. You're going to tell me they're going to go on an eight-game win streak. They're going to beat number 10 Notre Dame. They're going to beat a ranked Georgia Tech team. They're going to beat a ranked Miami team, even though they're falling apart. I think that's a strong way to finish. And if I'm looking at it from their point of view, I would consider that strongly to be one of the at-large teams if they don't get into the ACC championship.
I'm going to be honest here. I would have to sit down and look at a lot of team resumes. But I will agree with this, that Pitt would have an interesting case. Even Florida State was ranked at the time. So that to me, that counts as a win over a ranked team because you helped them become unranked. In fact, you made them unranked. They were 25th at the time. You beat four ranked teams and win eight games in a row and beat number 10 Notre Dame. One of the bad things that happened, I think, was Georgia Tech losing the other day because then you would have had two top 10 teams in a row to beat, Bob. I think
it would have carried a lot more.
And I think Miami dropping. On the other hand, what if Georgia Tech and Miami hadn't lost at all and could still beat Pitt in a tiebreaker, even if Pitt beat them? It's getting very confusing.
Here are the first-round matchups as they are right now based on yesterday's release of these rankings, where Pitt is number 24, right?
Yeah.
So Oregon would be number 9 against number 8 Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Memphis would get in against number 5 Georgia.
Doesn't a team from there have to get in?
Yes. But I want to ask you about that anyway. Virginia, number 11. This is where Pitt would come into play. Number 11 against Ole Miss.
Virginia having, assuming they've won the ACC title game.
Right. And number 10, Notre Dame against BYU. Now, if Notre Dame loses to Pitt, I wonder what that would do to them.
They're done. No, at least a team last year that had 3 losses did not make the college football playoff.
Pitt can knock Notre Dame out of the playoff.
Pitt can knock Notre Dame.
What a game. That's going to be limits. Are you going?
I wish. I have to call a game at 1. If it was a night game, I 1,000%
would have
been there.
I wish it was,
but
you know, they play the Steelers
Bob,
play the
are
very
you going?
Next day. I do a pregame show over there. Yeah, so I do it all week. But my point is, next day they got a Steelers game, so they wanted that, I'm sure, to be earlier than later. That's probably a factor in this, but
that's a good point, Bob.
This is my point here.
Bob. Hold on. I want to praise you more for that point. Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
but night games would be hard to turn around, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
All right, let's talk about Notre Dame. This is the one slot I'm looking at for Pitt. Right now Notre Dame's in it. If they suffer a loss to Pitt, that would knock them out, creating an opening there, I think. Should they be the team? Now, a long way to go with other teams winning also along the way.
Well give me another candidate who might be battling Pitt for that spot.
Let me look at this.
Why don't you look at it for a moment?
Utah,
for
one. They're ranked 13th. Now, both Georgia Tech and Miami are both ranked. Pitt would end up winning against three straight ranked teams. I think that plays into their
Pitt
advantage.
Has to win out.
Also, the Washington Huskies are in there. They have 2 losses. Every one of these teams has 2 losses that I've just mentioned.
Right, but if you're saying if Pitt wins out, goes to the ACC title game and loses,
they should still get in.
Is that what you're saying? Well, they would be a 3-loss team.
No, they wouldn't. I'm saying if they don't get to the A, there's a chance they can't even get to the ACC title game.
Okay, so is Pitt one of these rare cases where they're better off winning out and not getting to the ACC title game?
This.
But
if
then
they,
you lose your chance for an automatic bid.
I understand that, but with a 3rd loss, you would also lose your chance to get in as an at-large.
This is fascinating. Where do you stand on
this? If Notre Dame loses and Pitt beats them, I'm telling you that would create an opening, at least one opening.
You're right. Now we're getting to this idea of would it be best for Pitt to win out in the regular season and not go to the ACC title game and risk that.
But I also just look now at these tiebreakers.
I don't think it would be. I think you got to get there and win.
Okay, but if you don't, then what?
I don't know.
You have 3 losses and you didn't win the championship game. So then what? You don't get
No, you'd have 2 losses and didn't win the championship game.
No, you'd have 3.
Oh, because you lost the championship
game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If you lose the
championship
game.
Well, then you're definitely not getting in.
Right. So I guess my question is, because I looked at tiebreakers, it goes way down to the 5th one here if you're going to talk about these many teams involved. I have no idea how that's going to work out. They may not even get a chance. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I still think they make a strong case beating 3 straight ranked teams.
I agree with you. They would have a strong case, or at least be considered. Like I said, I'd have to really do some resume comparisons here. But I didn't think Pitt was going to be playing in games of this magnitude anyway. Notre Dame game is gigantic. They have Notre Dame on the ropes here for the college football
playoff.
Coming
to Akershire Stadium, it'll be a crazy crowd. Those noon starts just bug me, but that's what we have to do.
I know.
There's not enough ramp-up time.
One of my favorite Pitt games of all time was when Wani was the coach. There was a light snow falling like ticker tape, Bob. And Notre Dame came to town for a Saturday night game. I think Golden Tate, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He returned a punt for a touchdown, if memory serves, but Pitt won the game. Pitt won the game, and it was a beautiful thing. Notre Dame is still, they're an attraction, right? Notre Dame, it's a big game.
It's a huge game if you play Notre Dame, and I do think that they win out, that they will make the college football playoff, whether they go to the ACC championship game or not, because some of those wins are just going to be too impressive.
Are they, though? Like, because Georgia Tech's becoming less impressive, and so is Miami. So you guys both really think, like, you'd be willing to bet on it without doing the resume comparison.
Before I make bets,
if Pitt simply wins these final 3 games and doesn't go to the ACC championship, they're in?
I think that would
I'm
be
not
now,
willing to
but
say
I'm also
that.
Saying I'm also saying there are going to be other cases that evolve here that will challenge that. What I'm saying to you is their path may be better suited to win these 3 and not get the ACC championship game and wait. Maybe. I don't know.
Man, it's fascinating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.